Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you going to your high school reunion? That's just a question. Are you going? 680 Wolf. We want to know. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Calling to say that no, I will not be going.
Have you ever been to a high school reunion?
I have not. I actually graduated with 1,500 people in my class. So,
that's a big class.
The friends that I do have, we have our own like separate get-togethers, but I really don't care about anybody else. I just don't even want to go.
When did you graduate?
In 98.
Okay, I graduated in 2003, and for us, don't you feel like you see everybody, like, on social media? Why do you need to see it in person?
Yeah, exactly, yes. I mean, what else do you have to talk about? It's all on Facebook or Instagram.
What's your name?
This is Amanda.
Amanda, thank you for checking in this morning.
Thanks, have a good day.
You too, bye.
Amanda brings up a good point, or prompts me to think of something. At this day and time, are high school reunions just an old-fashioned thing that we should just get rid of, because everybody knows what everybody's doing because everybody's got their face shoved in a camera and putting it on Instagram or Facebook.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Kirsten.
All right, Kirsten, did you go to your high school reunion?
My husband and I are actually planning on not going to our very first reunion.
Oh, so your the first organized reunion is coming up and you're deciding not to go.
No, we're not. Both he and I were kind of bullied in high school, so we decided just to have a party at our house with our closest friends from high school.
What year did you graduate?
Well, we both actually graduated in 2011, and we graduated from two different high schools.
Okay, so it's recent. Do you feel like you miss anything like that? Or like you said, you got the people that you want in your life, and you're good.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's a few that, you know, are out and about, but it's not that hard to get them to come in.
Yeah. Well, thank you for checking in this morning.
Thank you.
Bye, Kirsten.
Bye.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
I want to talk to you about my club. My name is Margaret.
All right, Margaret, tell me about it.
We had our 30th reunion. We had a blast. I found our old prom VHS, and we had it put on a CD, and it played the whole time we were there. We just had a great time.
Was there any gossip? Was there anybody who got like a little too loose at the reunion?
No, everybody was behaved and well-mannered and having a good time.
What year did you graduate?
87.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
See, it's the ones in the 80s that are fun.
That's right.
The 80s is the way.
See ya.
Thank you.
Right. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Good morning. I wanted to comment on the reunions.
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Holly.
All right, what do you think? Did you go? Are you going? Do you enjoy it?
I have never been to a class reunion, although I keep up with the people that I want to keep up with via social media or in person. I do feel like I will go. Next year's my 20th.
Is it because it's such a monumental year that you're like, you know what, it's time to go and just say hi to people?
You're exactly right, yes.
Does it feel weird that you've been out for 20 years?
Yes, because I don't think I'm that old.
Well, you're not. I've been out 40.
Yeah. Compared to Dale, we're all young.
Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Bye. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hello. I was calling to talk about the reunion.
Yes. What's your name?
Janet.
Well, Janet, have you gone? Do you go? Do you enjoy it?
Well, I graduated in 79.
Finally and found somebody who graduated before I did. Thank you so much.
I know. I've been listening. I'm like, 80s? Oh, no, no, you know. But I've never been to any of them. And this year we're having one, of course, Thanksgiving weekend, because that's why I could never go before, because I worked in retail and forget about trying to get any time off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe me, I get it.
But I'm out of retail now, so I'm you know, I've got a regular job, 9 to 5, so I can go to it this year. So I'm looking forward to it.
Is there anybody that you specifically want to see? Like, is there somebody maybe you dated in high school or a friend that you were, like, really close with?
The guy that I dated while I was in high school, he moved on. He married, and, you know, still tugs at my heart, but he was a year older, so he's not going to be in that class, so I won't run into him. But there's a lot of people that, you know, that I was real good friends with. We weren't the popular crowds or anything like that, but some of them, what I understand is a lot of people's not coming this year. It's just going to be at Three Witches, which is just like a little wine bar.
Okay.
And it's not going to be very expensive. It's only $20. So I said, well, you know, I mean, that's really great, because usually I think they're like $60, $70. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you for checking in this morning.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Good morning. My name is Robin. I wanted to comment on class reunion.
Yes, Robin, go ahead.
I graduated, I hate to say this, but in 1981 from Ashboro High School. And for us, as the 5-year reunion, the 10-year, 15, everybody's there trying to basically sort of impress everybody. After that, don't care about what's going on. You're just glad to see people, find out what's going on with their lives, their kids, their grandkids, that type of thing.
You don't find that you do that on social media now?
No, not as much. I like social media, but I also like seeing somebody's face and talking to them and that type of thing, one-on-one, not just on social media. So for me, I mean, I live in the same town that I graduated from, so I do see a lot of people.
Yeah.
But still, it's fun. It's fun to get together and just talk about life and how everything's going and that type of thing. It really is fun now.
All right, well, thanks for calling. I'm glad you enjoyed the reunion. So many people don't, but I'm glad you like it. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, morning. What's
talking
your name?
Tammy.
Tammy, what about that high school reunion? Did you go? Are you going?
I did. We went to my 40th last year, and we just went to my husband's 45th this year.
And did you enjoy them? Was it fun?
It was fun, but I'm going to tell you, they did memorials for the people that had passed away in the class,
mm-hmm.
and it really gives you a reality check.
Oh, I'm the same way when I hear about a classmate who's passed away or something, and it's just like a jolt. It's like, really, weren't we just in high school? That's your immediate reaction.
I want to thank for my husband's. There was 29 that had passed away out of his class. And you kind of, you know, they looked at each other, and it was kind of, it was really a reality check.
Yeah.
It makes you thankful.
That's, you know, you say that. I have a group of guys in my class that all of them, with the exception of maybe like a couple, have passed away. One was suicide. One was the police officer. He was hit on a 295 in the middle of a call. Accidents, and it's just really bizarre that when you the people will post pictures, and out of this group of guys of like 7 or 8 or 9, you know, there's only 2 or 3 left. And I'm 34, so I'm young, and they had passed away a while ago. Suicide.
You are young.
Yeah, it's really a bizarre situation.
Well, we had some in our class that died young from drug abuse.
Yeah.
We've had some with cancer that died young, but it's a real reality check. It makes you feel thankful, though, to see everybody and just be alive.
You are right about that. Well, thank you for calling in this morning.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
On Saturday, we were at the fair talking, and you had a realization that you're coming up on your 40th.
It makes me
high
sound
school
so old.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, 30. What? I was 1980, and I was like, well, that's going to be 40 then next year.
It did sting. It made me feel so old, you know, 40 years since I graduated high school. Good Lord.
I have not gone. They've had a couple Usually they'll do it around Thanksgiving because most people come back, you know, go home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And they've done it at this, like, one of the local towny bars, and I didn't go. Even, like, when I lived in Dub, I'm like, what? Because I'm with Amanda, like, I see you on Facebook. I don't know what's the point. I don't get this.
And then the other people you never really knew anyway, so mm-hmm. you really don't, you don't care what's going on with them.
It just seems, for you, have you ever gone to a high school reunion?
I have not been. I have looked at some pictures from some previous high school reunions. And the thing is I went to school at Carroll County High School, right across the Virginia line. Mm. And a lot of the people that I went to school with, they live around here, you know,
yeah.
because, you know, they ended up living in, you know, either in southwestern Virginia or in North Carolina. And a lot of them live like right around here in Kernersville or Burlington or wherever. But no, I haven't been. And neither has, like, my little clique of friends. You know how you have your little clique
sure.
when you're in school? None of my little clique of friends have been to one either. We never discussed it. Never once discussed about, are you going to the reunion? Oh, no. No, we never discussed it. But I did ask them the other day, I don't know why this came up, but none of them have ever been.
Do you not want to go? Is there, like, somebody more famous? And you're like, sorry. I don't want anybody more successful than me there.
Yeah, maybe that is the reason I'm not going. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.